Come on.
It's not going to get any better today. I've had a lot of caffeine already this morning. So.
It's been a slow morning, man.
Well,
make it a slower.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Just do a line?
That's it, damn right. The old fat Lord, line man. Of Colombian Bam Bam. No, I'm excited about doing
it. Why don't you use those five-hour energies? You seem like a guy who would have a pile of those laying next to you.
Nah, because they're too slow. I like the instant hit of caffeine.
What do you mean? It's too slow. Nah, that's all it is caffeine.
Nah, no. It's that five-hour energy gives. What I like to have is like 10 minutes of just insane, like Captain Insano energy.
That's and what then five I hour crash. Is.
No.
You know, sometimes you say things, dude, and I'm just like, what? No. Where does that come from?
What is
that opinion?
It comes from years of scientific research, okay? No, 5 hour energy is the long game. No. I want to chug a bunch of caffeine, do a
scam. No, so this is what it is you're replacing that 5 hour energy with a bunch of sugar and stuff that you don't need that does nothing for your hypeness.
Mine says Mountain Dew zero sugar. So your argument is invalid, sir.
Zero sugar and a bunch of syrup. That's what you're drinking, a bunch of syrup with caffeine.
It coats my insides in such a glorious way.
You notice when you bite your teeth, they stick? It's that Mountain Dew you're drinking all the time.
Look, it's lube for my insides, okay? That's what it is.
No, that's lube.
It's lube. Makes my joints nice and slick and...
Yeah. What other things do you drink that are bright neon green that are healthy for you? Nothing. There's nothing bright green that is good for you.
The blood of my victims? I don't know.
What?
I don't know. It's a weird Tuesday. All right. I digress. We got to keep her moving here. Folks, it's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR, getting you taken care of, getting your cars.
Andy, the dead guy, if you're listening, when we embalm Brock, just embalm him with Mountain Dew. He'll love it.
It'll be great. You won't need to. I have so much preservatives in my body that you don't even need to embalm me. It's great. It's great. Anyway, here's your rock news. AC/DC singer Brian Johnson is taking the cap off his life with the publication of his autobiography, The Lives of Brian. His publishing director, Roland White, says, quote, from growing up in Northeast England, the son of a former British Army Sergeant Major and Italian mother, to fronting the world's largest rock band, The Lives of Brian tells one of the best stories in music in Brian's own inimitable. There we go. I should have checked that word out for. And it's in Brian's voice. It's in Brian's voice. It is pretty crazy. What I've noticed, though, is that Brian, for some reason, and I don't know what it is, but he's had to tell the story of how he entered AC/DC like 1,000 times in the last 3 years. Everyone's like,
now he's probably a little relieved because it's going to be on tape. Yeah, and he can just say, hey, you know what? Just go watch the documentary.
Here it is. I'm done with it. Well, see, here's the big thing is now I think with people having more free time and doing some more exploring online, they're finding out that Brian Johnson was in other bands, most notably the band Jordy that he was in that actually had some minor success overseas and in the States. Nothing too crazy before he got into AC/DC. And people are losing their minds, and so now they're finding out all this stuff. But as a diehard AC/DC fan, you better believe that I am picking this up. I hope they do it on tape. I hope he has it read by Brian Johnson on tape.
On tape, right?
That's just going to be amazing. I won't be able to understand most of it, but it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Yeah.
Be a nice road trip material.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, it's just him. Ooh, I was born. Ooh. I did some singing.
I'm just as surprised a guy can still sing. If you just watch him belt into that mic, just like the stance he's got to get into to make that noise.
Power stance, bro. Yeah. Power
Absolutely.
Stance. The Lives of Brian will be out on October 26th. So if my wife is listening, that would be a great Christmas present, late birthday present, all that good stuff. So check it out. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, April 13th, 1971, another Rolling Stones day in history. This one's pretty cool. So the Stones released Brown Sugar, which was the first record on their own label, Rolling Stones Records. And more importantly, it introduced the infamous Licking Tongue and Lips logo. You know the big Rolling Stones logo? So on this day in 1971 was the first time that people got to see that now infamous logo. of the Rolling Stones.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Pretty cool. I'll tell you what, I'll be honest with you. For the first years of my life, I always thought that was Kiss for some reason. Gotcha. Because of the lips and the tongue. I don't know why, but as a young lad, I was made fun of.
To be fair, you also did think it was pronounced Joanne Jett, so I don't want to be...
You're not surprised.
Not surprised, exactly. Moron. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history, as always, brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.